time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh, my God, no.
So awkward.
Anonymous joins us for True Confessions. Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
I am good. How about you guys?
We're good.
Awesome. We're good. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling the Big 8 Morning Mess. What did you want to confess?
Okay, so about 6 to 7 months ago,
okay.
Mm-hmm. I started posting nudes of myself and online.
Okay.
And it actually makes me feel really, really good about myself. It actually helps my confidence because every time I would get a comment, it would just kind of boost up that level. And I would just feel better about myself.
Okay, where are you posting these pictures?
Yeah, what's the exact URL?
Stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So, okay, yeah, that's a good question. Where are you posting these?
Well, I mean, I started kind of like just with the blog a little bit.
Yeah.
But I've kind of been posting in different areas. I mean, the first one, it kind of started off with like lifting my shirt and taking a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of progressed more because every time I would get a comment, I'd feel better. And so, you know, now, I mean, it progressed into me taking full body shots just without my face in a mirror with no clothes. And, yeah, I mean, it just is really boosted my confidence. And it just makes me feel really good because guys were like, oh, you're sexy and everything.
Yeah.
And
did you not? So you didn't think you were sexy until guys started commenting on you?
No, I always thought that I had, like, you know, that extra tire around the middle. I was fat.
Yeah.
You know, just did not have that confidence, that body image, at least in my head. And now that I'm getting all these guys responding, it's definitely helped a lot. I'm actually finding myself sexy and attractive.
That's interesting.
Are people seeing your face in these photos or no?
I try not to.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not really like, it's just your body. It's not really like you're posting yourself all over the internet. So like your job or something couldn't find out about it.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Megan's getting all the, Megan's taking notes.
I was like taking notes. I'm like, well, so let's see.
Wait a minute. So guys are telling you you're sexy and you're not going to get fired? Okay. This is good. Well, I'm just
looking out for her, you know?
No, this is really interesting. What made you, if you were self-conscious about the way you looked in the first place, what made you post a picture of yourself like?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, because I would think the opposite is true.
Well, I mean, honestly, I started it because I felt this way about myself. And I'm like, I know other people feel this way, so I might as well just get the truth from it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so I posted the first picture. And I expected everybody to say, oh, my God, what are you doing? This is horrible. You don't need to be posting this. You know, you're as big as a whale.
But that didn't happen.
But then it backfired.
No, I actually got the opposite.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh. Okay.
And so now how often are you posting these pictures? Is it just like whenever you feel like, you know, eat a cheeseburger and you feel bad about yourself, so you post online and get positive reinforcement?
No, I'm kind of doing it pretty much every day.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Now you're like addicted to it.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Huh. All right. Well, okay. Well, thanks for sharing.
Did you? Okay. Well, see
I mean,
later.
Are you okay with the situation or are you like, is it causing you problems? Are you?
No, I'm good with it.
You just like want to get it off your chest?
Yeah. Huh. It's just something that I've been holding on to for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
how long are you going
to
keep doing it?
Tell somebody.
Yeah.
I don't have a projected time of when I'm going to quit.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be I'm going to keep going for a while.
Well, hey, look, you know, that's one way to fight low self-esteem, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Anonymous, Okay. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, yeah, no problem. Hey, we'll talk to you soon. This is Dan. Dan, good morning. What'd you want to say?
I just felt like it was necessary to call in. I have a lot of experience with this, to tell you the truth.
You have a lot of experience with posting nude photos online?
No, with people and self-esteem issues. I'm in this psychology field.
Oh, okay.
And okay.
I just want to warn this person that it's not what it seems. These people are looking at her for probably the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And ultimately, if this is where she's searching for self-esteem acceptance, it's going to end up bad.
Why though?
Well, what happens when she gets a negative comment?
Yeah, that's something I was thinking about, especially with the internet. There's negative people everywhere.
Yeah, I'm shocked she hasn't gotten negative comments. What?
Yeah, I mean, unless she's flawless, which probably isn't the case, it's going to be, at some point, it's going to get nasty, and it's going to get mean, and she's going to look in the mirror and judge herself for doing this at some point.
Right. I guess that's a good point.
I see. So you're saying as good as the good comments make her feel, the bad comments could make her feel even worse than most.
I think, yeah. And then the sincerity of these good comments. I mean, what is their actual motive for saying things? I mean, I'm sure somebody's trying to get a phone number, and then you get into all kinds of weirdness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Hopefully she's protecting herself and not, you know, being stupid.
I just would like to just like, I don't know, grab her, get a green juice, and say, hey, let's do this from a different angle here.
Okay, well, you probably shouldn't grab her because that's that's against the law.
I didn't mean that way.
No, I don't mean that.
Grab her intellectually.
And I got it.
I hate to hear these things.
An intellectual grab, some green juice, fix her up. I got it. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Dan. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I don't know if other girls feel this way, but I'm actually the opposite. I'm super skinny, and I get a lot of negative feedback on that. Like, I'll just be going to church or going to work, and people are like, wow, you're really skinny. You really need to eat something. Like, you need to gain some weight. And it makes me feel, you know, awful about myself. And I don't think people understand that skinny shaming is just as real as fat shaming. I mean, you wouldn't go up to somebody and say, wow, you've gained a lot of weight. You really need to stop eating.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, sure, in the past, I've for sure, you know, have taken pictures, and I haven't really posted them online like the one girl, but, you know, to get some positive feedback from a guy, because it's like, I don't really feel like the Victoria's Secret is in anymore. It's more like, oh, I want that thick chick. I want some girl that's got some meat on her bones. And, you know, it makes me feel bad because I eat a lot. Like, if people only knew how much I actually ate, I mean, I can eat like 2 Big Macs and some fries. Give me a big Coke.
You know, now you're just bragging.
You're not making a lot of friends today.
I don't feel like I look unhealthy, but people have to like comment and say, man, you're skinny. I've even gotten, so do you try to be skinny? Are you like bulimic, anorexic? It's like, no, dude, I love food.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's body's different. You don't know what's going on or behind the scenes either. So I think that's kind of like a rude thing to say to anyone, no matter what size they are.
I mean, yeah, I mean, look, according to this one girl, you just need to start, like, taking bikini pics and put them on the internet, and you'll feel better about yourself.
Apparently, because I'm like, I was just at church the other day, and, you know, I got 2 comments about how skinny I was, and I was like, wow, maybe I should, I don't know, do they have a pill that makes you a little bit fatter? Because that'd be cool. I know they have all these weight loss things, but there's nothing really for the really skinny people that can't gain weight.
No, yeah, that's true. Well, hey, thanks so much for calling and sharing that. We really appreciate it.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.